So you guys are interns at Parks and Recreation this year. How did you come to do that? Where are you from?
We're both from Oregon, but we go to school at Brigham Young University in Idaho. And Donnie Hayes is an alumni there, and we needed two interns. He got a hold of the school, and we applied and got the job.
So tell me about the camp that you're going to be running.
It's really exciting. We're doing a summer camp for kids ages 6 to 12, and we're going outdoors and exploring Mitkoff Island and doing tons of crafts inside, rock climbing and swimming. Those aren't crafts, but those are some of the indoor activities as well. And then we're going to be like making Viking ships and making hats and all sorts of other activities inside.
Some of the things I'm excited about is the rock climbing, of course. We're both avid rock climbers. And archery has always been a real big hobby of mine. And so we're going to have an archery range indoors there at the Parks and Rec facility and teach them how to do that. And we actually, before we came here, we worked at a wilderness therapy camp called Anasazi, where we taught survival skills and primitive living skills. And so we're going to teach the kids how to make primitive fire by rubbing sticks together, you know, and using flint and steel, lots of different methods to start a fire, and just teach them some of these skills that maybe they haven't heard about or had the opportunity to learn before.
And how does this work for the kids? Do they go the whole time, or are there different sessions that they go to?
They have the opportunity to go the whole summer. Right now is being offered for them, and so it's not necessarily repeat sections that will be had, and it's going Monday through Thursday from 9 to 3.
So they can be busy all summer?
That's right.
Yeah. And where does most of this take place? At the Parks and Rec facilities or out in the woods or both? Or
both. We're going to do at least once a week we're going to have some sort of opportunity to be out in the woods where we're going to actually have lunch out there. The rest of the lunches are going to be provided for them here in town, and they won't have to worry about that. They don't have to bring a sack lunch or anything, but we're going to be going out in the woods doing activities, fishing, things like that, out to man-made hold for swimming if the weather is permitting and things like that. We're actually doing a couple of promotional things to give the community an opportunity to meet us and see what kinds of activities we're going to be talking about, show them examples of the crafts that the children are going to be making, and for them to have an opportunity to ask us any questions they want to about the camp before they sign up for it.
When's that coming up?
That's coming up on the 10th, and the bounce house will be set up. So any kids ages 6 or 12 want a free bounce house day. That'd be fun for them, and the parents can meet us and see all the crafts we're going to do, too.